broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon and welcome to From Boots to Biz Radio. We are dedicated to promoting franchise ownership among military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. Kevin Finn is over here, my trusty producer and sidekick. Wave at the camera, Kevin. Oh, wait.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. Great. We don't have cameras, do we?
No, we don't have any cameras.
Okay. Well, we've got a great another great show lined up for folks today. Our primary guest is Mr. Remington Youngblood, who is the founder of Change for Georgia, a nonprofit organization. And Remington is 12 years old and a sixth grader. And he is the originator of this change, this nonprofit organization, along with the
supported
by his parents. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. So welcome, Remington.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
We're happy to have you here. And your designated driver is Eric, right?
Yep, correct. Eric Ortiz.
Eric Ortiz. Thank you, Eric. And you're a Marine veteran.
Correct.
So, well, thank you for your service. Okay.
It was my honor.
And we're happy to have you here today. Well, Remington, please tell us all about Change for Georgia, would you please?
Sure. Change for Georgia is a nonprofit organization that does multiple things. One of the things we do is assist our military and veterans, our military, by collecting items from their wish list that fit in their backpacks, add comfort, and are not readily available. Another thing we do is we help the veterans and their families and the troops' families by collecting diapers if they have small children, personal items, and food and clothing. And we also have partnerships with multiple colleges, and every year we present a student veteran with a $500 check and an award for going above and beyond the call of duty for extraordinary efforts.
So you provide that scholarship to students who are, I should say, veterans who have come back and reached the end of their commitment for service, and they're now pursuing education.
Yes, sir. In most colleges, they have the Student Veterans Association.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, good. Well, how did C4G get started? How did you get rolling in this endeavor?
Well, I was looking for community service opportunities to help, but people I contacted said I was either too young, I would be a liability, or soup cans would fall on my head. So I asked my mom if I could start my own program, and she said, sure, it's a lot of hard work, but if you want to put in the time and effort, I will help you out.
Okay. And how did you decide on military and veterans?
Well, I just thought that the military is a caravan of courage, protecting we the people and freedoms around the world. And it must be so hard going overseas and not being able to see your family and friends and the wonders of America for months or maybe not even ever again.
Okay, okay.
Well spoken.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
Well said. Who did you, tell us more about, I'm stumbling around here, I'm sorry, but how do you get support? How do you go out there and promote your efforts and your projects?
Well, I do speak, and it started when I was 10, and our school had a Veterans Day essay contest, and I came home from school one day, and my mom said, "Hey, Rem, are your schools having a Veterans Day essay contest if you want to enter?" I said, "Okay, but if I win, I am not speaking in front of everybody." So I entered, I won, and I spoke in front of everyone.
Okay,
and that's frightening.
Everyone was just blown away, and then there was someone there from the school, from the GOP, and they invited me to go speak there, then someone from the school board at the GOP, and it just kept opening doors.
Okay.
That's one way I get the word out about Change for Georgia. Also, we contact businesses and ask them for donations, and we have multiple different fundraisers. So,
okay. Well, how do you approach the businesses? Tell me about how that works and bring those businesses into the charity effort.
Well, I would just, like, let's just say a store, Chick-fil-A, for example, or Chipotle.
Okay.
I would just walk in, ask for the manager, tell them, hi, I'm Remington Youngblood. I have a nonprofit organization called Change for Georgia, and tell them what we do, and tell them we have different fundraisers, like a bingo fundraiser. And one way they could help out was donating like a coupon or something mm-hmm. that we could give out as prizes at our bingo fundraisers. And some businesses have drives, so.
Okay.
How have you found the success with that? How, like the response, when you go in there and you ask them, what's the success rate of yes to no?
Well, I have over 70 local businesses supporting.
Wow.
And all of them have, and all the businesses I've been to, have said yes and donated except one.
Wow. So. Do you want to shout out that one there? Well, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, right. Good. Well,
they will remain unknown.
They will remain
exactly.
unknown, but they know who they are, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, I know you also you mentioned the GOP, but you've met a lot of political people in this endeavor, and I've seen pictures of you sitting in the governor's chair, right?
Oh,
and,
yes, sir.
So tell me about how that experience was all about.
Well, sometimes when these different places I go to speak at, they invite me to go speak at maybe the Forsyth County Board of Commissioners. Mm-hmm. And Commissioner Tam, he invited me down to the Capitol one day. So that was my first time going down to the Capitol. And I got to meet the governor, and I met all different senators and congressmen, and I've been interviewing senators and congressmen for a documentary I'm making.
You have.
To use as a tool to inspire my generation with their helpful thoughts and insights and educational thoughts and insights.
Can you go into that documentary a little bit?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I haven't started really the video editing yet. I'm still doing in the interviewing process. We would contact the office of a senator or a congressman, and we would ask them if we could set up a time for me to interview them. So I'd go in with my video camera. Of course, my mom would drive me.
Yeah.
And I'd go in with my video camera and a sheet of questions I would ask them. So I'd get it on tape, and I'm not going to use every single part of it.
Sure.
Because some of them could be like 15 to 30 minutes long.
It's better to have more than less, though.
Exactly. Just little snippets.
Okay. And, tell us some of the people that you – please tell us some of the people that you've interviewed so far.
Well, I've interviewed Congressman Woodall. Let me see. I've interviewed so many, I can't remember.
Okay.
All
I know
of
the
them.
Feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The governor?
Yes. I have not interviewed the governor yet.
Okay.
It's on
okay.
his to-do list, though.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
So, yes.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine. So, that's kind of a highlight. Tell us what other highlights or high points in your vast 2-year career have you had?
Change for Georgia is all about giving, but as you said, some of the highlights. Ask me for some highlights, and I've had a lot of fun doing Change for Georgia, meeting all these amazing people. I've gotten to sit down and have lunch with Mrs. USA and Mrs. Universe.
That's not bad.
But one of the most impressive highlights was at my Gainesville State College presentation, a student veteran, Chance Brown. He is just amazing. We presented him with the $500 check and the award. He has a wife and at the time had one small child and another on the way. Now he has two small children.
Okay.
And he serves in the police force currently, has served our country and is still serving with the police force, mm-hmm. and has volunteered his time to be the president of the Student Veterans Association, mm-hmm. and he turned around and donated $100 back to help other veterans in need.
That's
and
huge.
I said to my mom, that's one of the reasons why we gave it to him, not to get the money back, of course, but
mm-hmm. right.
So that's kind of person.
Because he's that kind of person.
Yeah. That's a great story. That's a great story.
Thank you.
So, well, listen, I know you want to take you'd like to see the Change for Georgia become Change for Tennessee, Change for North Carolina, Change for Nebraska, my home state, right?
Oh.
So, how are you or you know spreading the word to do that? Is that will your documentary help with that?
Well, with the Change chapters, our board recently decided. We recently had a board meeting,
okay.
And we recently decided to wait on the Change chapters. Mm-hmm. We're not currently implementing that.
Okay,
but
okay.
We might soon.
But that's something that you have in the back yep. of your mind to,
yes,
to work
sir.
On. Yeah.
So then what are the next steps for Change for Georgia? Where are you yeah. heading? So you're not heading towards branching out. What are you guys going to do to make it better for Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, we are having a few fundraisers, and I think I have some we are having one up at Chase Bank, a car wash fundraiser. And we're also having one at the Avenues. This is later on. Mm-hmm. And we're also having one at the Avenues. We're going to have Greg Cochran, a 3-time world record breaker for strength. He can pull Ford. He's one of those people who can pull the big trucks and yeah. do the big tire flips. So we'll have, I'll donate $25 to Change for Georgia every time he flips that tire. We're going to kind of have something like that and have
okay.
food. Wendy's, I think it was, yes, Wendy's would donate. They would provide meals for all of our people helping out and participating.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. Well, how can people that are out there listening to us, how can they help you?
Well, there's multiple ways, even if it's just a small way, like liking our Facebook page.
Okay.
And currently we have on Operation Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Which is, I received an email saying from a person who has children in the military, and they said if we could try to collect oatmeal because they need and want oatmeal, because they say they want something hot, like a hot breakfast. And so the minute I got that email, I responded back, and I said to my mom, "Mom, I'm going to start Operation Oatmeal and collect oatmeal for the troops overseas." So you could also donate oatmeal. You can contact us at our email is change4georgia, isn't the number 4, at gmail.com. And our website is www.change4, again, the number 4, mm-hmm. georgia.com. And you could also help out by on our website. We have a PayPal donate button.
Okay.
And if you would like to donate any amount of money, we would just be very thankful for that because it's more than we had.
Okay.
And just getting you donating is just helping us serve those who are serving us.
Okay.
That's great to hear. So, Remington, how long have you had the mindset to when you want to do something, you set your mind to it and you just go ahead and do it? Because that's something that I think that a lot of adults don't even have, and you're doing it at such a young age.
Well, it's just that I know that.
It's all right. You can think about it. We can come back to it. More important question, though. On your website, I'm looking here, you have dogs with hats on them. And I want to know what gave you that idea and what that is, because I love it.
Well, we kind of put the military hats on the dogs, like sometimes a military mm-hmm. helmet, and we just thought that lots of people like dogs, and we didn't want to make it all sophisticated, businessy website.
Mm-hmm.
We also wanted to make it kid-friendly so they can enjoy it.
Well, I love the website. It looks absolutely great.
Oh, thank you.
Nice compliment right there. So, well, you know, I mean, we're going to send this recording out, and you're going to have a copy to send out to wherever you want to go to.
Ooh, awesome.
So what advice can you give to other people that maybe your board says we don't want to expand right now, but maybe somebody will listen to this and say may call in and say, hey, we'd like to learn more about this. Maybe we can help you expand in our state or our city. What advice would you offer to people like that?
Well, with the Change chapters, we're not going to do those, but like for people to start it in their city or state,
mm-hmm.
but they can still have donation drives, and they still
sure.
can contact a local business, I mean local school, to see if they could have a drive. And if someone calls in from, let's just say, Tennessee saying, hey, I'd like to help out, what can I do? We would just say, oh, you can have a drive, contact a school or business, mm-hmm. see what they can do to have a drive, and then they could give the items to their VFW, and we can tell them what to do with the items once they give them to the VFW.
Okay. They could have their own Operation Oatmeal going, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, So we'll we'll plaster Afghanistan with oatmeal. So.
Oh yes. Get one of those bomber planes
That's
dropping
right.
oatmeal.
That's right.
I like that image.
That's good.
And the 4-H clubs, all eight 4-H clubs in the 9 middle schools in Forsyth County are implementing Operation Oatmeal, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's well, they're picking it up, and that's really good. So, you know, we've talked a lot about what you're doing. What are your challenges? What do you run into that kind of sets you back or says, well, I got to come at this again? What are the challenges that you run into?
Well, at first, one of the challenges was getting volunteers.
Okay.
But now it doesn't seem like we really have any major challenges right now. I mean, we're doing good. All of our donation drives are great. We have volunteers, people helping out. So everything's good and positive.
All right. Well, I know you've helped some veteran families out recently with food and clothing and things like that. I know you've got you have a toy drive in the holidays, true?
Yes, sir. We have terrific toys and fabulous, fantastic food drive.
Okay.
So we collect fantastic, fabulous food and terrific toys.
Yep.
For the veteran families, of course, the toys for the children.
Right.
And we deliver them to them. Like recently, a few Sundays ago, we delivered some toys and food. Well, toys during December, but recently, a few Sundays ago, we delivered food to a veteran family up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really sad seeing how they live and for serving our country and sacrificing their life. It's just really sad seeing how they live with kerosene heat, mm-hmm. and it's really sad.
Right.
Definitely.
But you've really made a difference with those folks. You've really helped
them
out.
Yes, sir, and seeing the smiles on their faces is... And just the feeling of giving is one of the best feelings you
Absolutely.
Can ever get.
Absolutely. Well done. Yeah, well done. Well, now you've said you've kind of put a hold on the change chapters, but what about 5 years from now? You'll be 17, okay?
Yes, sir.
Ready to
I
graduate.
I can drive.
You can drive, yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, that may or may not be a good thing. But.
I'm sure it's going to be fine. He seems responsible,
well,
like
I think
me.
True.
So.
Probably getting ready to graduate from high school, okay? You have plans for college?
Well, I'm thinking about I might go to a college in Georgia so I can stay close to family because mm-hmm. a lot of my family is around Tennessee and Georgia and North Carolina. But if not, I was thinking about possibly attending Harvard or Yale, a nice college.
I think he could do
not
it.
Not that I'm saying other colleges aren't nice,
right.
But
yeah.
I think that's a great goal.
Done a lot of research on
it's a good
colleges,
goal.
So.
Can't go wrong with Ivy League schools like those.
No, nope, you can't go wrong. So what do you see about Change for Georgia in 5 years then?
Well, I think we'll be much bigger and spreading throughout the counties. I can just kind of see we'll have more families to help out, and we'll have just a lot more donations coming in, and that's just amazing. And even if we stay the same, we'll still be helping out in the community.
Absolutely.
I mean, either way, we're helping out.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you look at the statistics, there's something like 200,000 veterans per year are going to be leaving active duty over the next 5 years. So there's going to be a lot of people out in our society, you know, that could benefit from things
yes.
you're doing.
So the VFW and American Legion and the veteran homeless shelters and the Army National Guards will probably be getting some phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think you should, you know, so to help enlist them in your efforts. That's wonderful. So are you, now you're 12 years old, but is it time to write a book or are you going to wait for a while?
I think the video comes first, right?
Oh, yes. I might write a book. I'm not really sure on what it would be about because I have a really busy schedule and going throughout these years. Maybe when I'm older I might write a book because I'm just 12 now.
Yep, yep.
So that's something I've been thinking about. I've been considering it.
Well, I think that's a worthy goal, and you'd have quite a story to tell
definitely.
In 5 years, you know?
It'll be fun to write, too.
As he goes off to Harvard, already a published author and accomplished.
I feel like we're going to see great things from him.
I think
maybe
so too.
Next president, you never know.
Well, you know, there's a nickname, but that's around, right? A couple of nicknames. You're called Hollywood.
Oh,
by,
yes, sir. That's my call sign.
That's your call
Hollywood,
sign.
Hollywood. I like it.
Okay, but you have a nickname called Mr. President or the President.
Oh, yes.
Some
all
people call
that's
you that.
What all the kids at school call me.
Well, they better get used to it, because I think they may that may be
definitely keep my eyes open.
Yeah,
they sometimes joke around when I'm president and they're in the audience. When I'm giving a speech, they'll be like, "Hey, it's me. I was your friend in sixth grade."
I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what else would you like to tell our audience about Change for Georgia that
well,
we haven't covered?
There is some information I have on some fundraisers that are coming up that aren't exactly for Change for Georgia, but they do benefit veterans.
Okay, we'll put that on the blog page.
A little microsite that we're going to be making
microsite,
for
microsite, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's at the North Georgia College in Gainesville on their Oakwood campus. It's Hot Rods and Heroes from 1 to 5. All proceeds will benefit Change for Georgia and the Winder Homeless Veteran Shelter. And Chance Brown, president of the Student Veterans Association, said it's going to be a wide variety of cars and motorcycles. Frank's Barbecue out of Houston will be on the scene with burgers, dogs, hot dogs, chicken, and barbecue.
Mm.
A family of four should be able to eat on $20.
Okay.
He'll be donating back the profits. He'll be donating back profits. DAV, VFW, Ladies of the Red Hat Society, American Legion, Marine Corps, League, Patriot Riders, and local Masonic lodges and a few other organizations have all been invited to attend. So, again, that's at North Georgia College.
What day?
In Gainesville on their Oakwood campus from 1 to 5. It's on April 28th, 2013 on a Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's not that far away.
Not at all.
No, it'll
sounds
be
good, too. Sounds like
I
some
know
good
I'll
food.
Be attending.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going for the hot dogs.
There you go. I'm going for the barbecue and the hot rods.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hot rods and hot dogs.
That's
can't
right.
beat it.
Can't beat it.
That's America.
So, Eric, thank you again for helping out Remington, getting in here today.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
And how long were you in the Marine Corps?
I did 4 years, 2003 to 2007.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah. Were you deployed?
Yes. First tour was just turned 18. I was in Afghanistan. After that, did some training, went back out to Iraq, and then came back, did the same buildup, shot back out to Iraq again. So,
okay. So you had that experience three times.
Correct. Correct.
In 4 years.
Yeah.
That's That's major league. That's getting up there, three out of four.
definitely went in, wanted to do, especially after 9/11, wanted to do my part. So I went in as infantryman and got out as an infantryman.
Okay.
And do not regret it at all.
No. Well, it's a very maturing experience, and one you can always look back on.
Oh, yeah.
So believe me, a long time from now, you'll still be looking back and thinking.
Feels like it was just yesterday.
That's right.
That's what Bill says all the time.
That's right. So, Remington, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It was an honor and a lot of fun, mm-hmm. too.
Well, absolutely. We enjoyed having you, and we'll put out the information about Change for Georgia.
Can we actually get the contact information for Change for Georgia one more time?
Yeah, we'll do that one more time.
Yes, of course. You can check us out on our website at www.change4georgia.org. And we are also on Facebook at Change4Georgia. You can also check us out on LinkedIn at Remington Youngblood. And we're also on Twitter at Change4Georgia. So,
and we'll have all those links on our
microsite.
On the microsite.
Definitely. And absolutely. You got my vote in the way future. So just let you know, I'm sold.
Okay, very good. Well, this has been a wonderful show. We want to feature a lot of information and support for the veteran community. But our primary goal is to promote veteran in business. So, the International Franchise Association describes a frontierpreneur as one possessing the desire to become a business owner without reinventing the wheel. The National Veteran-Owned Business Association defines a veterpreneur as a military veteran who organizes and manages a business. Our mission at From Boots to Biz Radio is to help create more veteran frantrepreneurs by providing information and education about the many choices in franchising. We want to start more small businesses who will employ more veterans as they come back from active duty. So please check the From Boots to Biz Radio homepage, microsite, on the Business Radio X website for our webinar schedule. We've got free webinars for entrepreneurship. This is Bill Williams. I'm your host from Boots to Biz Radio. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me directly at bwilliams@4 axiom, alpha, x-ray, x-ray, IOM.com. That's bwilliams@4 axiom.com. So until next week, carry on.